CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka A. And be first, the main point. About 1 billion spectators from across the globe are expected to witness the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games later today, to be presided over by French President Emmanuel Macron. And meanwhile, President Paul Biya and his French counterpart have met in a tête-à-tête and discuss on strengthening cooperation ties between Cameroon and France. The 16th edition of the International Day of Indigenous Peoples is being commemorated today with discussions centered on how to encourage this category of people to contribute to nation building. Now, the news bulletin. CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Cameroon's head of state, Paul Biya, and a host of other foreign dignitaries are expected to attend the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games that kick off this evening in the French capital. Earlier today, President Paul Biya met with his French counterpart for a tête-à-tête at the Élysée Palace, where both leaders used the occasion to strengthen the existing strong ties between Paris and Yaoundé. Before the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games, President Paul Biya will join other global leaders for a reception at Élysée offered by President Macron. And over 10,000 athletes will be competing in 32 disciplines in the sports jamboree that will run till August 11th. Amongst the high-profile dignitaries who will be present at the Saint-Rivier for the opening ceremony is the President of Cameroon, Paul Biya. Members of the National Phytosanitary Council have begun examining ways to reinforce compliance to norms governing the sector in Cameroon. The council, which acts as an advisory body to executives in charge of agriculture and rural development in the country, are in their fourth session concerned about the safe implementation of second-generation agriculture in Cameroon, where human animal health and the protection of the environment will be paramount. While opening the session in the presence of the Director General of the Interstate Pesticides Committee for Central Africa, Janou Ghislain Mbourou, Cameroon's Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, urged members to extend discussions to the protection of land borders, through which some phytosanitary products banned in the country continue to be illegally imported. Protecting the rights of indigenous persons to facilitate their social inclusion and participation in political life for sustainable development is at the center of discussion between stakeholders in the Ministry of Social Affairs and its partners. They are brainstorming in Yaoundé to commemorate the 16th edition in Cameroon of the International Day of Indigenous People under the slogan Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right for Indigenous People. Social Affairs Minister Pauline Irengeni, who opened the ceremony, said the day is intended to ensure indigenous people have a feeling of belonging to the national community. With the full in functioning of the new software for the integrated management of the state human resources and the payroll, time to process files of graduates of some professionals other than HTTC and HTTCs will be reduced to less than 90 days. Officials in the Ministry of Public Service and Administrative Reform gave the assurance during a press conference at the multipurpose sports complex in Yaoundé on day 5 at the Fair on Government Action, SAGO. In an expose under the theme, the new procedure for the integration of graduates of higher teacher training colleges, it came out that the integration process for graduates of the National Institute for Youth and Sports and SENAGES will equally receive the same treatment. The president of the Cameroon English Language Newspaper Publishers Association, Nga Christian, says they have introduced awards to recognize efforts of media men and women and those who contribute to the growth of the industry. He was speaking in Yaoundé last night at the launch of the maiden edition of the SENPA Awards, which saw 9 CRTV staff members receive awards in different categories. Present at the ceremony were Post and Telecommunication Minister Minette Libom Lilikeng, Minister Delegate at the Ministry of External Relations in charge of the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, and the Secretary General in the Ministry of Communication, Felix Zogo. And this press release, the Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax return for the 2023 tax year by September 1, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk, accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.epo.cm. The toll-free number, 8200. The Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. The Directorate General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. And onto our foreign page, one of the world's most powerful drug lords and leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, Ismael Almayo Zambada, has been arrested by U.S. federal agents in Texas. The 76-year-old co-founded the criminal organization alongside El Chapo Guzman, who is currently incarcerated in a U.S. prison. The charges against Zambada stems from a conspiracy related to the distribution of fentanyl, which is a potent drug linked to the opioid crisis in the U.S. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
President Paul Biya will join other world leaders this evening at the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. Before then, it will have been a busy day for the head of state. CRTV Special Envoy to Paris, Ashunyenti, previews President Paul Biya's agenda for today.
Today is the 26th of July, 2024, D-Day for the official kickoff of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games at the Trocadero Gardens in the heart of the ancient French capital. With French President Emmanuel Macron and his compatriots seeking to give their best to rise up to the challenge of a superb organization in modern times, despite the serious disturbances, especially in the train networks in Paris on this day due to several security alerts. It will also be a busy day for the presidential couple as President Paul Biya will be traveling from one event site to another. The president's schedule started early. At 1 p.m. Cameroon time, he was in an audience with French President Emmanuel Macron for a tête-à-tête at the Élysée Palace. The two leaders have met earlier on a number of occasions, such as Macron's visit to Yaoundé in June 2022, and the last being Paul Biya's visit for the new Global Financial Pact Summit in June 2023 in Paris. Paul Biya and Emmanuel Macron used today's tête-à-tête to set new pillars and consolidate old ones in Franco-Cameroonian relations. In under 30 minutes, Cameroon's head of state will return to the Elysee Palace, this time in the company of other heads of state and their spouses, for a luncheon thrown by the chief executive of France. From here, all the leaders will leave in a convoy to the Trocadero Gardens, where the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games will be staged at 6:30 p.m. Cameroon time. The opening ceremony will be bold, original and unique. For the first time, the opening ceremony will not take place inside a stadium. Instead, the 10,500 athletes will arrive via boats for each national delegation and cruise down the Seine River that flows across Paris, passing by historic Paris landmarks, including the Notre Dame, the Paris Cathedral, and the Louvre. President Paul Biya will also be contributing his own for the success of what promises a mega event. Ashu Nyenti Vincent Bolo on national assignment, Paris, France.
And the opening ceremony is expected to take place this evening at the banks of the River Seine in Paris. We'll see over 10,500 athletes and officials from different delegations across the world take part. President Emmanuel Macron of France, alongside other heads of state, will be part of tonight's opening ceremony that will begin at 6:30 p.m. Cameroon time. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer.
The streets of Paris Friday afternoon transformed into a veritable beehive as to this evening's official opening ceremony of the Paris Olympic Games. For the first time in the history of the Olympic Games, the opening ceremony will take place out of a stadium, with Paris 2024 breaking new grounds by bringing sport into the city through the opening ceremony set to be held in the heart of the city along its main artery, the Seine River. The parade of athletes will be held on the Seine River with boats for each national delegation reserved. Security around Paris has been stepped up, given the presence of key personalities expected to attend tonight's official opening ceremony. Amongst the delegation's concerns is Team Cameroon, with one of her flag bearers, Sarah Hanfu, who sounds confident and ready to compete for the last time for Cameroon.
I am eager to start competing and do best. I will equally spend time supporting other Cameroonian athletes, hoping we go far in the competition.
The official opening ceremony will begin at 7:30 p.m. local time, 6:30 p.m. in Cameroon, to be watched by millions of viewers across the world. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Konu, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
And world leaders from the political to the corporate realms are already in the City of Lights for the multiracial, multicultural and multidisciplinary event. Charles Ibenue looks at the Olympic Games as a moment to silence the guns and celebrate the human being for a more peaceful world.
350,000 hours of telecast, with billions of viewers globally, to be generated by 329 events from 32 sporting disciplines. The 33rd Olympiad of the modern era, held in France 100 years on, will assemble plus 200 countries with some 10,500 athletes, including the six from Cameroon, as the best in collective sports and individual sports, compete for medals, with the largest delegation coming from the United States. Cameroon, according to some available information, is the most represented country at the Paris Olympics, as most of its people of origin will compete for other countries of their nationality today. And that brings the issue of sport diplomacy into action for nations to market their talents through the largest sporting movement in the world, Olympism. The holding of the Summit on Sports for Sustainable Development on the eve of the Games was a tell-all, called the Oscars of the sporting world. More than 500 leaders in the sports universe committed to achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals through the practice of sports. The global banking family, for example, pledged more than $10 billion in the summit to sport development worldwide. The sport family leaders like the Confederation of African Football, the Federation of International Football Association, World Athletics, and others are already making giant strides in this area. As the world awaits the official opening ceremony of the Paris Olympic Games, hours from now, the Olympic spirit of fair play will be used to unite humanity to silence the guns in hot spots like Gaza and Ukraine.
Charles Ebune. Cameroon has won just six medals in the Olympics since her first appearance in 1964. The six athletes representing the country, therefore, have an objective to change the narrative in Paris. Harrison Ashutiku presents Cameroon's Olympic history in the following report.
Cameroon has participated in 15 editions of the Olympic Games, winning three gold medals, one silver and two bronze. Sprinter David Njitok was the only athlete in the country's Olympic debut in 1964, but failed to return with a medal. 4 years later, boxer Joseph Besala mounted Cameroon on the podium in Mexico with a silver medal after defeating Mario Gilito in the semifinals of the welterweight division. The next three editions of the Games were fruitless for Team Cameroon. However, in 1984 in Los Angeles, USA, Cameroon bounced back on the podium with another boxer, Martin Dongwe-Banga, who won bronze medal. The boxer, who died in March this year, was the only athlete out of 48 to return home with a medal. Then came the turn of the Under-23 Lions in collective sports in Sydney, Australia in 2000. Jeremy Njita, Patrick Mboma and teammates powered Cameroon to her first Olympic gold medal, beating Spain in the final by 5-3 in post-match penalties. This gave way for double Olympic gold medalist Françoise Mbangue-Tone. The triple jumper dominated the 2004 and 2008 Olympics, creating a world record of 15.39 meters in the 2008 Games in Beijing, China. Weightlifter Madias Zezo in 2012 won Cameroon's last Olympic medal, a bronze medal in the London edition.
Harrison Tiku reporting. The last time the country appeared on the medal chart of the Games was in 2012 in London, when Medias Nzeso won bronze in the women's 75 kilograms weight lifting. Ben Collins knew very well when finding out what Cameroonians are thinking about the participation of the six flag bearers of the nation at this year's Paris Olympics.
The fastest map in Africa, a strong boy.
Debate about the possible results of Cameroonian athletes at this year's Olympic Games in Paris animate drinking sport in Yaoundé. Though small in numbers compared to the last edition in Tokyo, Japan, where Cameroon was represented by 12 athletes, this sports fan believes among the six ambassadors of the country to the Paris Olympics, one will win a medal.
I'm called Tata Majoli Fifi. I'm confident that among these athletes, one will win a medal. And I'm thinking about Emmanuel Eseme.
The six Cameroonian athletes will be competing in four different sports disciplines. And if there are doubts in athletics, the trick can be played in judo, swimming and table tennis.
My name is Neba. This time around, Cameroon has presented very few athletes. And the 100 meters, not really seeing Emmanuel Seme doing something because Seme has dropped. Where I think that we can have hope, judo, Sopin Bella, Rachel, Anita, with her we can hope of having a medal.
And in swimming and table tennis,
table tennis has been dominated with Koreans and the Chinese. So Sarah, Hanfu, Nana, if we can have something, then the better. And then with the two swimmers that we have, that they're just to represent us.
As the Summer Olympic Games get underway in Paris, France, the pious hope of many Cameroonians is to see all the six athletes come back home with medals.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. The Minister of Social Affairs has called on her collaborators and partners to intensify discussions on protecting the rights of indigenous peoples and engaging them into inclusive initiatives in Cameroon. Minister Pauline Irengene was speaking today in Yaoundé while chairing a ceremony to celebrate Cameroon's 16th edition of the International Day of Indigenous Peoples, pegged on the theme Access to Citizenship, a Fundamental Right for Indigenous Peoples. Details with Joyce Cliff Tata.
They are holders of unique languages, beliefs, and possess invaluable knowledge of practices for the sustainable management of natural resources today on the spotlight. In Cameroon, they are the Pygmies, the Mbororos, and Kidi Mountain communities, all called indigenous people. The International Day of Indigenous People is thus a unique opportunity to remember these peculiar groups, re-examine their daily challenges like access to land, education, health, drinking water, sanitation, and citizenship. The ceremony in Yaoundé made room for stakeholders in the Ministry of Social Affairs alongside partners to celebrate these people who so believe in their natural environment and devise strategies to facilitate their social inclusion. While presiding over the opening ceremony, Social Affairs boss Pauline Irengene insisted that her collaborators strive toward an increase in the number of indigenous children with birth certificates, national identity cards, and equally the enrollment of eligible persons on the electoral register. They are part of the nation and so should have their voices heard at every level, because they are first Cameroonian before being indigenous.
Joyce Cliff Tata reporting. Minister Pauline Irengene also used the occasion to reiterate that the inclusion of such vulnerable groups of people is part of her ministry's prerogative.
Beyond the permanent advocacy and sectorial actions undertaken by the various stakeholders, citizenship education for indigenous people would enable them to exercise their right to participate in public life in several areas. and bring about the desired changes for their social inclusion for these communities. It is a question of ensuring their participation in social and economic life, their participation in political life, in a nutshell, their participation in sustainable development, and therefore the social inclusion of indigenous people and communities.
The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Ngene. A national workshop to strengthen the capacities of women and girls on the role of digital technologies and innovation in the promotion of gender equality and women's empowerment has taken place in Yaoundé. The restitution workshop that brought together activists and representatives of women's associations from across the country was a platform for the participants to avail themselves of ICT tools, the role of ICT in the fight against violence, among others, especially in rural areas. Speaking to CRTV's Colette Jani, the executive director of the Cameroon Indigenous Women Forum, Buddha Aisatu, main organizer of the training, reiterated the need for women to be empowered with digital tools.
This workshop is coming from the national forum that we organized last year. The focal point presented the feedback of the national forum about using the importance of ICTs, about cyber criminality, how to empower women and girls using the online platforms. They have come out with their own recommendation so that they will be able to have access to digital platform and even the tools like the telephones, even the computers, and they need to be educated about how to use them. I think the recommendations, we are going to see how we implement them in the coming months so that they will be able to reach to more grassroots women who can use their telephones even to gain more money and empower themselves economically by ending violence against women and girls.
The executive director of the Cameroon Indigenous Women Forum, Buddha Aisatu, talking to the CRTV. Some CRTV journalists, among others, have received awards in different categories for their outstanding contributions to the growth of the media industry in Cameroon. This was during an award ceremony organized last night in Yaoundé by the Cameroon English Language Newspaper Publishers Association, CENPA. The event was attended, amongst others, by the Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Minat Libom Lili King, the Minister Delegate in Charge of the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu, and the Secretary General in the Ministry of Communication, Felix Zogu. George Mom has more.
CRTV journalist bagged home a total of 9 individual awards in different categories out of the 24 that were up for grabs by media practitioners. For her 19 years of dedicated services to the state broadcaster, Drusilla Mokoso Joki earned a recognition as Best Radio Newscaster, while Benin Boma Ghana smelled home with the Best TV Journalist Award.
I began with the morning newscast. At that time, it was Cameron This Morning, and I went on to 3 p.m., and then I was moved to 5 to 6 p.m.
When you walk, you never know that people are watching.
For empowering the lives of young girls and bringing much-needed help to persons displaced by the Anglophone crisis, Welisene Mokwen grabbed the humanitarian award.
We are encouraged to keep going and also to keep empowering, especially the girl child who is exposed to many vices in the society.
A pleasant surprise it was for the president of the National Communication Council, Joseph Chebonken Kalabobsu, who was recognized as the Media Personality of the Year.
It's intriguing to me because I'm the one sanctioning people in the press. I would have thought that they would think otherwise. It shows some degree of integrity of the jury.
The president of the Cameroon English Language Newspaper Publishers Association, Nga Christian, indicated that CENPA Awards is unique.
We brought in people from the civil society to also sit on the jury so that it makes it more credible.
Other CRTV staff also recognized for their outstanding professionalism include Alben Jembonde, Ashu Nyenti, Ben Menopufong, Rene Kache, Kole George, and Daniele Konde, while Cameroon Calling lifted the award for Best Radio Program.
George Mwam. The National Firefighting Brigade is taking advantage of the long holidays to organize training sessions for young firefighters across the country. In Bafassam, the training, which targets youth between the ages of 7 and 17, aims to empower them with first aid techniques and developing them a risk awareness culture. Shivon Boguma attended one of their training sessions and put together the following report.
Good and
It is at the government primary school Kamkop in Bafusam that the over 100 vacationers are getting the basics of the firefighting brigade these holidays. For this second batch, the training focuses on first aid and moral rearmament. Chief Eliro Jenjomi, head of the firefighter brigade center in Bafusam.
This training consists in teaching young children the basic concept of first aid and how to extinguish fire. In addition, they are taught how to be good citizens.
Spanning 6 hours a day, the lessons include first aid, fire prevention, drill procedures, and moral rearmament. Vincent Ibu, monitor.
The drill here is part of the modules. It is a set of movements that allow soldiers to present themselves orderly.
Aged between 7 and 17, the young fire rescuers of both genders are now better equipped to take actions that save lives in their respective communities. Pernila Kamga, participant.
If there is a fire outbreak, I will be able to put it out.
This training, which ends on August 17, will be crowned by the award of end-of-course certificates. Shivong Borgma, CRTV News, Bafusam.
And we are having Ashu Nyenti again on the president's visit in France to witness the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. And he says, we've just received information that President Paul Biya has finished meeting his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, in a tete-a-tete at the Élysée Palace. And so we return to Paris to meet our special envoy, Ashu Nyenti.
Paul Biya left his temporary residence, Four Seasons George V Hotel in Paris, around 1 p.m. this 26 July 2024, to head to an important tete-a-tete with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, at the Presidential Palace. On this day, the Élysée Palace is at its best, resplendent and magnificent, with breathtaking floral diversity, the work of a millennial civilization and symbol of presidential prestige and power, especially in the French Fifth Republic. Paul Biya was welcomed on arrival at the foot of the staircase of the French Presidential Palace by a member of the Élysée Protocol. On seeing the head of state, the 10-man beautifully dressed honors guard, commanded by Lieutenant Colonel Ravoux, steadied the assault in honor. A little up the staircase, Emmanuel Macron was ready to welcome his guest. They both posed for the cameras with broad smiles transmitting warmth, friendship and mutual respect. Indeed, this meeting is a retrouver between Biya and Macron, who have met several in Paris and Yaoundé since Macron came to power. The accompanying delegation members took their seats in an adjoining apartment, while Paul Biya and Emmanuel Macron concentrated on their man-to-man talk, looking relaxed, mutually interested, and politically intimate in one of the rooms of the Élysée, a local church with historical significance. The meeting lasts for about 40 minutes behind closed doors, not much filtered out. However, there are indications the tete-a-tete centered around the evaluation of the state of cooperation between Yaoundé and Paris since they last met, especially as much has been done at the ambassadorial level to stimulate all aspects of these relations. Emerging from the meeting and returning to his hotel, President Paul Biya was visibly happy with the outcome, and his body language portrayed a president ready to continue doing business with France. Ashu Nyenti, Vincent Bolo, on national assignment, Paris, France.
Thank you very much, Ashu Nyenti. And this weekend will be memorable for the Deputy Vice Chancellor in charge of research in the University of Buea, Professor Kingsley Gange, as he will be celebrated as a notable in the first class chiefdom of Buea. And we're going to join Babatunde as she tours the nation for this weekend's cultural activities.
The Ideal Theatre Troupe promises to thrill their audience this Sunday, July 28th, as they stage a Cameroonian scripted romantic comedy titled Borrowed Bride Price at Mountain Hotel Buea as from 3 p.m. Meantime, the stage is set for the Cameroon Dance Academy Award and Gala Night. To take place at CCC Bank Moliko Buea, the team will this Sunday, July 28th, recognize talent in the art of dance. It will be a twin event at Levels Lounge Bonaberry this Friday, July 26th, as Shay Lontum releases his album titled My Roots and the video clip of his song Abuno. Arrangements are in apple pie order for the knighting of Mula Kingsley Diongalangange, as he is made a custodian of the cultures and traditions of the Bakwere clan. The Jawea ceremony to take place this Sunday, July 27th, will be blessed by the Paramount Chief of Buya, Naliomo, Dr. Robert Esukaindeli, at the Paramount Chief Palace at Mukunda Buya, as from 2 p.m. Menyame Gwamu.
Thanks very much, Iya FOC Baba Tunde. CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And we're here now with a summary of the news in the French language with Bernadette Messon.
Madame, Monsieur, bon après-midi. Les Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024 seront officiellement lancés ce soir dès 18h25, heure du Cameroun. Le président de la République et son épouse, arrivés à Paris à 48h sur invitation du président français Emmanuel Macron, prendront part à cette cérémonie. Partout en France et dans le monde, c'est la grande attente. Malgré le nombre réduit des ambassadeurs du Cameroun à ce grand rendez-vous sportif, les Camerounais gardent l'espoir des médailles. Mais avant cette cérémonie, le président de la République, Paul Biya, s'est entretenu avec son homologue français Emmanuel Macron au palais de l'Élysée. Protection des droits des peuples autochtones en situation d'isolement volontaire ou de contact initial, c'est le thème de la 16e édition au Cameroun et de la 30e dans le monde de la Journée internationale des populations autochtones qui se célèbre le 9 août prochain. La cérémonie officielle de lancement des activités irrelatives a eu lieu ce jour à Yaoundé. C'était sous la présidence du ministre des Affaires sociales, Pauline Irène Nguéné. L'édition 2024 a pour ambition de promouvoir le droit à la citoyenneté des populations autochtones afin de faciliter leur inclusion sociale. La journaliste d'expression anglaise du Cameroun était à l'honneur hier soir à Yaoundé. Ils ont reçu des prix dans diverses catégories pour le travail qu'ils abattent au quotidien pour informer les populations en toute responsabilité. L'initiative portée par l'Association camerounaise des directeurs de publication des journaux de langue anglaise a permis de présenter l'édition spéciale du magazine The Guardian Post qui met en vitrine l'œuvre humanitaire de la première dame Chantal Biya. Enfin, la première diffusion régionale du film documentaire Paul Biya, un grand homme d'État au destin prodigieux, a lieu ce jour dans la région de l'Est. À cet effet, la région se mobilise pour vivre l'événement. La place des fêtes de Bertois est parée de ses plus beaux atours. La population et forces vives de la localité convergent vers la place des fêtes pour vivre ce grand moment. Madame, Monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste National. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'actualité, 17h.